Well, happy birthday, everybody. It is Pentecost. It is the celebration basically of the birth of the church. And, you know, while that's a good image because it really was the first time that the greatest gift that God has ever bestowed on any one of us, besides the fact of our salvation, was given to the church, the birth of the church, because it is when the Holy Spirit descended upon everybody. I don't know if you've noticed, you know, had Jesus not ascended into heaven, which we celebrated last week, and then sent the Holy Spirit down, could you imagine, you know, if Jesus would have stuck around, what it would have been like to try to get on Jesus' appointment calendar? Think about that. You know, you call up, I imagine he'd be hanging out at the Vatican, and the phone call would probably be something along the lines of, yes, I'd like to make an appointment to talk with God. Oh, you've got a... You've got 6 minutes for me in 37 years and 5 months. Okay, yeah, go ahead and book that for me. You know, let's face it, it would be impossible for us to have that access to God. And also, you know, with that, you know, at the same time, prior to Pentecost, prior to this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit that we've all received, do you realize that the reason why priests were so important was they were the only ones who could talk to God? As a member of the Jewish faith, you know, prior to the descent of the Holy Spirit, you had to go through the priest. When you hear in sacred scripture them talking about the priests are there to offer prayers and supplications for people, that's really what happened. People, for some reason, you know, until Jesus came down and set us straight and gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, thought that they could not speak one-on-one with God. They thought, you know, this great gift that they have of being able to commune with our God in a special way, as Madeline is going to do in a little while. And also, you know, in our everyday prayers, we have unfettered, complete, and total access to God 24/7, 365 for our entire lives. Well, at least once we're baptized. But I mean, think about that. Think about how wonderful that gift is. And while it is kind of the birthday of the church, for each and every one of us, it's an extremely important celebration because it's one that really lets us know how much God loves us. You know, of course, Jesus died for our sins, but he sent us the Holy Spirit. How many times through this, you know, through this entire Easter season and through, you know, all the lead up to Easter when we were in Lent, did we hear Jesus saying that one will follow me? I will send another advocate. I will send the Spirit to be with you. I will send the Paraclete. And that's really one of the major things that happened. So the implications for that is great. It means, you know, brothers and sisters, we are never alone, even though we might feel that way sometimes. In those times in our lives when we feel, you know, alone and left out and, you know, kind of like the world is just coming down on us, remember, you've got God with you at all times. All you have to do is reach out and talk to him. You don't need to come to me as a priest to make special prayers for you. You've got a direct line. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to worry about any of those things. And that is an amazing gift. You know, at times we can feel alone, and at times we might not actually feel those warm and fuzzy feelings sometimes that we do in our faith life, but God's always there. He's always there, and he's always constant for us. And that is something to celebrate. So share that spirit. You know, our readings today, our first couple of readings today, both of them, they're actually... they work really well together because our first reading from Acts, of course, was the first Pentecost, you know, 50 days after Jesus had ascended, or after Jesus' resurrection. He came and the Spirit descended upon everybody and they were given that gift. And they were all given different gifts. You know, that's another part of this great gift of the Spirit, is that God knows each and every one of us so well, he knows that this is not a one-size-fits-all proposition. He knows that the gift of himself to each and every one of us, he's given each and every one of us gifts that we can use for the betterment of others. Now, our second reading, you know, from 1 Corinthians, it's actually a big unit in that gospel that starts with this one and ends all the way at the end of book 12. And basically what had happened was, is there were people in the early church who were fighting over whose gift was the most important. Who is it? And, you know, actually, you know, the people who won, which fits into our first reading, the ones who were kind of causing trouble, and this was really Paul kind of correcting them with it, it was the people who had that gift of tongues. Evidently, they were making a ruckus during their liturgies when they would come together. And basically, Paul is telling them, look, all of us have gifts. They're all special. And, no, you know, there is, in just after this, you know, he kind of gives a ranking of apostles and then teachers and healers. And, You know, if you look at it, the gift of tongues is way, way down on the list. But, and it ends in the middle, and it also contains that that wonderful part that when we look at the gifts that God has given us and the way we're supposed to share them, we're supposed to share them in love. When we hear a little bit further in Corinthians, you know, that wonderful passage that you hear at everybody's wedding, you know, love is patient, love is kind, that particular reading, that's all part of the same argument where St. Paul is saying, look, all of our gifts are important. None of us are to be left out, and we're supposed to do this in a sense of love. And we've been given the Holy Spirit to allow us to do that. So where are your gifts? What gifts were you given? Of course, you know, I don't want to turn this into catechism chat or catechism class, but I bet you Madeline could answer this, though. But I won't put you on the spot. But, you know, I mean, they're the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, which one of those, wisdom, piety, fear of the Lord, you know, all of those type of gifts, we all have them. But how are we going to use them? You know, if you've been given the ability to teach, or if you've been given the ability to work well one-on-one with people, or if you've been given the grace to, you know, to be healthy and to be able to get out and do some labor for God, these are the gifts that we've been given, and each and every one of us has them. Each and every one of us can do something to build up not only us as a church, but our community around us. And that's what that gift empowers us to do. It gives us the juice that we need to get out and to reach outside of ourselves and to do more and to actually be Christ's hands and feet in the world. So happy birthday, everybody. Ask yourself this, though. How well am I using the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given me? And if you see maybe you're not using them all that well, what can you do to straighten that out?